It's the Big Show. Oh, it's the Big Bad Show tonight. Oh, baby, come on.
Biggest Show coming to town this week is brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com for show listings. It's not the hugest week we have ever had. Get that out of the way right up front. But we do have five candidates for the Biggest Show coming to town this week. Remember, it doesn't have to be superstar after superstar after superstar. It just is the five biggest that happen to be coming to town this particular week.
A lot of qualifiers there.
Yes. Okay, candidate number one for the Biggest Show coming to town this week. Friday night at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth, Aaron Watson.
I like Aaron Watson.
So do I. Let's get out of here.
There's a memory that rings clear as a bell.
Gordo probably won't like this guy.
I was bouncing like a bull rider on his knee.
He's got a hit now.
Those old stories that he takes.
The Mud and Cheyenne. It's doing very well.
That's not Red Dirt.
Well, no, he's singing about
Cheyenne
yeah. But he's a he likes to sing about rodeo.
I like him because he and I were both born in Amarillo.
Wow. There you go.
Well, okay.
I think we knew each other growing up, but I'm not sure.
I doubt it. He was born in 77.
Today. So I've never met him, but he's supposed to be a very, very nice guy, too. So that means anything.
Yeah, his last album, Real Good Time, made it into the top 10 on the U.S. country charts.
There you go.
Okay, that's candidate number one.
Raise your glass.
Candidate number two. Biggest Show coming to town this week, Saturday night at the Granada Theater, our sponsors. In Dallas, Brandon Ryder.
It's a beautiful morning.
Yeah, he's a big dude on the Texas scene because of his voice. He's got a pretty amazing voice.
It's moments like this that make me wish I could freeze frame time.
Uh-oh, Screaming Goat is in the goat.
The world come alive.
Yeah, I bet he'd sound great at the Granada.
Oh, God.
So his last album made it into the top 70 on the U.S. country charts.
Mm-hmm.
He made it into the top 40 on the U.S. Heat charts. What is the Heat chart?
Well, I don't know.
You ever heard of that?
No. I don't know what that is. How many plays it's getting?
It says, Top Heat Seekers refers to either the two separate breaking and entering music charts issued weekly by Billboard Magazine, the Heat Seekers album chart, or the Heat Seekers song chart. They were introduced with the purpose of highlighting the sales by new and developing musical recording artists. Have the Bird Dogs ever been on the Heat chart?
No. We did make it to number 67 on the Americana chart.
See? We should have been on the Heat chart.
Yeah, we should have. I like Brandon Ryder. He's a good.
I do, too. Let's get out of here.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
All right, candidate number three, biggest show coming to town this week. Saturday night at the House of Blues, the Molly Ringwalds. They bill themselves as the world's greatest 80s experience.
They're just all 80s all the time.
Yep.
This is actually them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, they cover 80s hits. They dress like they're in the 80s. Is Molly Ringwald perhaps the 80s cult figure? You know, while Madonna, Michael Jackson were the pop figures. Is in a lot of ways she the 80s cult figure or culture figure?
Yeah, she's up there.
Whatever
cult
I'm
figure.
Trying to say.
Yeah.
Really?
Pretty good symbol of the 80s. Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, but yeah, she was a symbol of the 80s, but she wasn't like a sex symbol or anything like
no,
that.
No, I'm saying she's not Madonna, Michael Jackson, somebody like that, but just the off-the-beaten-path, kitschy 80s cult figure.
Well, John Holmes was not John Holmes.
Whoa.
John Hughes.
The great John Hughes.
The great John Hughes. He was he was the filmmaker of the 80s to me.
Yes, no doubt.
And she seemed to star in most of the... Okay, she was in only two of them?
Three of them.
16 Candles, Breakfast Club, and Pretty in Pink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Name somebody else that starred in John Hughes' films.
If you're doing songs from the 80s, why'd you do this Whip Journey song?
What's wrong with this song?
All the rest were concert cuts and weren't as clear.
Oh, okay.
Nothing wrong with Separate Ways.
Yeah, I love Journey, but it's not one of my favorites.
Oh, man.
I love you, too.
You know I still love you. Oh, it touched and went on Separate Ways.
All right, candidate number four. Big show coming to town this week. Saturday night at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth. Styx.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Nice to live there.
Let's go, George.
Lighters are up.
Long arm of the law.
Now, I like this song. This is a great song.
Renegade. Whoa, George.
Whoa.
You're going to make it up to us now.
So far from my home.
Over Verado.
Oh, mama, I can hear you crying. You're so scared and all alone.
Get to it. Come on.
Take it well. Great music. Take a swing.
God, come on.
That's a music for once in your life.
Booyah! Booyah!
This song holds up.
Yeah. This part does, not that first part.
Yeah,
they forgot to edit out that first part.
You gotta build up.
The anticipation for the greatness.
No, not a relay race.
In general, I'm not a Styx fan, but I do love this song.
Yeah, I didn't think I was either. No, I've said this before. I saw a concert with them on DirecTV, and it was amazingly good.
Yeah, I saw them several years ago, quite a few years ago, I guess
cares.
It was. It was the Bones' first birthday party.
The Bone Bag.
And they played over there at Billy Bob's also.
The Boneless Chicken.
With the Ticket's own James J.Y. Well, Young on guitar.
That's right.
You guys had him on.
Before. Yeah, Styx kicks ass.
Don't talk that way.
Originals are here.
Tommy Shaw,
the new
James
originals,
J.Y. Young are both in the band. That's what matters.
Yeah.
And what about probably, Dennis DeYoung?
Thank God he's not. He was a
why?
Whip. He was a whip.
Well, what? I thought he sang some of their biggest hits.
Yeah, but
that's a beating of a song.
This song is a beating.
I'm sailing. He was the whole Mr. Roboto guy too, and that really.
But I saw all basic rock songs from Styx when I saw their satellite concert. It was great.
Satellite concert.
Why was there a tennis player?
Wow. It was funny.
What else did he sing?
There was another one like this.
Mr. Roboto and what else?
This one. Lady.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that song was... Wait, this is Lady?
Yeah,
this is Lady.
It's awful.
Ladies be tripping.
Yeah. You can't hit on everyone, you know.
Oh, gosh.
A whip ballad.
That's why it's good that Dennis DeYoung's not in the band.
Yeah, they don't do these songs.
So how does that first song sound so different than this one? Renegade sounds so different than... This sounds like Dennis DeYoung wrote all his songs next to the guy who was playing piano at North Park.
That was kind of where the problem was. He wasn't the same. He didn't like the same stuff.
Somewhere this morning, the guy who plays piano at North Park is listening and just slumped over the steering wheel.
Just slumped and got to spit up a little bit.
Why does Gordo have to kick me in the nuts?
He likes his gig.
Guy trained for like 12 years at SMU. Playing North Park.
Oh, that part right there.
All right, and candidate number five, biggest show coming to town this week.
Musical theater.
Monday night at the House of Blues, AFI.
American Film Institute.
Actually,
play their top 100?
Actually stands for A Fire Inside, AFI.
Old members of Great White.
No. I apologize.
Drink it back up.
My immediate.
I had some bad information.
All
something that I liked. I don't know if it... Can't remember what it was, though.
AFI just slumped over their steering wheels. They did something I liked.
They did something I liked. And this song's not bad. I don't know a lot about them. I remember there was an AFI song that I really liked. Eh, not seeing it.
Yeah, this is what you'd call boring.
Miss Murder.
Not only really that, but suck.
That's this song.
Love Like Winter.
Love Like Winter, Winter Kisses.
Top 10.
Maybe.
All right, then, those are our five candidates. I did not put one candidate on the list, although I wanted to mention him because he's got a funny name. It's a comedian appearing at the Sons of Herman Hall on Thursday. Neil Hamburger.
He's got to be funny.
Got to be. Okay, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week is a candidate number one, Friday at Billy Bob's Aaron Watson. Candidate two, Saturday at the Granada, Brandon Ryder. Candidate three, Saturday at the House of Blues, the Molly Ringwalds. Candidate four, Saturday at Billy Bob's Sticks. Or candidate five, Monday at the House of Blues, AFI, George.
I'll go with Aaron Watson.
All right, Gordo.
Well, I think it's got to be the Molly Ringwalds, right? It's the most important band that we've seen in the past 30 years.
Rich?
Sticks.
Chair.
I think you're going to get a pretty good show from the Molly Ringwalds, actually.
Mm. Okay. Fernando?
Sticks.
Yeah.
I'm failing.
I'm going to vote for Sticks.
Yes.
So the winners from three votes to two to one. Sticks, Saturday, Billy Bob's.
Golly, it's both those together.
Listen to this.
They almost match.
Lady, when you're with me, I'm smiling.
That's great. All right, what's next in the corner?
This is kind of awesome. All right, running marathons. Yes, no, maybe.
Yes, yes.
Your hands.
This is The Ticket.